With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FDA says drug makers recalling a blood pressure medication that over concerns it may include a cancer-causing chemical. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
New Jersey-based Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and drug distributor AmerisourceBergen Health Services issued voluntary nationwide recalls early this month of more than 580,000 bottles of various strengths of prazosine capsules, according to the FDA. The FDA said in enforcement orders posted online that it has given the affected lots of drugs a Class 2 risk classification because some of the recalled medication may have nitrosamine immunities that are considered potentially cancer-causing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
With the shutdown continuing, long lines at food banks highlighting the growing necessity for food assistance. More from Jennifer King.
Food banks around the country are seeing increased demand as people look to replace federal food benefits that were cut off. Joseph Rettler volunteers at a church food pantry in the Bronx.
It's real bad now. So much people, it goes all the way around the block.
The Department of Agriculture, which manages SNAP, planned to withhold payments starting Saturday until two federal judges ordered them to use contingency funds to cover the program. It's unclear when the beneficiary cards will be reloaded. I'm Jennifer King.
In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the SNAP benefits could restart as soon as this week. On Friday, President Trump said he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction. Authorities in Britain say one of two men arrested over a stabbing attack on a train has now been released without being charged. The other remaining suspect is a 32-year-old man in custody on suspicion of attempted murder. Police say the attack left 11 people hospitalized. No word on a possible motive. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. President Trump vowed to do all he can to prevent taxpayers from funding abortion. This is SRN News. Montana Senator Steve Daines bullish on Republican prospects in next year's midterm elections.
Our biggest issue will be reminding the American people of the incredible progress made since President Trump took office, combined with a Republican U.S. Senate and a Republican Congress.
And he really believes, he says, that the GOP will benefit from Mr. Trump's successes.
I've never seen the velocity of change attacking the woke agenda. You look at geopolitics, you look at taxes, you look at our southern border, the military. I mean, everywhere Trump is active, he's delivering these amazing results for the American people.
Fire and explosion at a convenience store in northwestern Mexico, killing 23 people, including several children. More than 12 others have been hurt. More details at srnnews.com.